good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, talking to you from the spacious and futuristic studios of WCBM 680 in Baltimore. We are awaiting your phone call here today at 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680. Or if you're in and around the Maryland area, you may call us at 1-800-WCBM 680 if you're outside the immediate Baltimore metro area. We can handle that as well. We are drawing our final muzzleloader of the year today. This is the drawing for the CVA muzzleloader. The description is on the webpage, ellisoutdoors.com. Then you click on the Outdoors and Radio Show. It's right there on the homepage. The fine folks at CVA have come through once again and donated three muzzleloaders to us for the Outdoors and Radio Show. We're very happy to have them as a participating sponsor. Now, the rules are very simple. Email us, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and ask to be in the contest, and you will be placed in the contest. Or simply call us on that number that I previously mentioned. That's 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680 at either of those numbers. Leave your name and address with our producer, who is the what superlative words can I use for our producer, Brian Farlow? Brian, do you have a word to describe yourself? Ah, okay, great. So Brian Farlow is going to take your call, and I thought you looked maybe a little. Is this something you were participating in last night, or are you just feeling not well? Well, anyway, and you leave your phone number, and then you simply go on the air and say hi, or I want to get in the contest, or discuss whatever you'd like to discuss. We have a list of everybody that's called right here during December, and even the last weekend in November. Remember when we pulled the muzzleloader, we told you that you could participate in both? Well, we have a list here, quite an extensive list of people. We have a list of folks that emailed us, and there's another list right there, and we've put all those folks on a list. Everybody has a ticket, consecutively numbered tickets that go with your name. And at the end of the show, we'll pull one of those, and somebody's going to walk away with a muzzleloader. How about that? So, what would you like to talk about today? Final Saturday of 2012, coming up on 2013, and yes, who knows? You and I will be leaping off the fiscal cliff together, it looks like, next Tuesday, New Year's Day, unless our elected officials... Well, I don't even want to get into that. You know that? Let's talk about hunting. How's your goose and duck season been? We didn't get to go Thursday. The weather was against us, but we're going Monday. Jacob and I are going Monday. Deer hunted yesterday. Saw lots of deer moving. You could see them against the snow, and it didn't matter how far away they were and how fast they were running, you could still see them. Nothing in range. Did spot a nice buck yesterday. Laura was excited about seeing that buck, but couldn't shoot it. And weren't in position. And we explored some new territory, and we found a couple good spots. So I think we're going to slide back up to Frederick County today and try that again. Let's talk to Bill in Joppa. Good morning, Bill. How are you? Set the tone for us this morning.
Hey, I'm good. How you guys doing? Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, buddy.
I just commenting on the 2 years in a row, a real slow goose hunt there on the shore.
Are they really?
Man, oh, my God, it's bad.
There's geese everywhere. Maybe they're just not landing on you.
Well, that's got to be it. I seen a bunch of them yesterday afternoon, and they were so high they looked like flecks of paper, pepper, or
piece of white paper. Yeah, I've seen a lot of high geese. I've seen a lot of high canvas backs. I'll tell you, I heard the swans go over last night before I went to bed. I actually was in bed, got out of bed, and went out. Of course, you couldn't see anything, but I could hear them go over. Are you seeing any snow geese?
Some, not many. We hunt there in Wharton. It's slow, but I have seen more swans this year than I have.
I've never seen so many swans. I hear them all the time. We heard them going over in Frederick last night. I heard them going over the house last night. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we get sometimes a flight of about 10 or 12 go through.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So.
But I don't know. I guess hopefully with this snow and this weather up there north, it's going to, you know, drive more
push,
of them down.
Push them down, yeah. Well, you know, they're short-stopping us again primarily because of the different crops and the different things that we grow here and different agriculture practices in Pennsylvania. And, you know, they're covered up with geese from what I understand.
That's what I had heard, too. That's what the farmer we hunt, the farmer was saying, yeah, you know, PA does all that cover crop, too, like they do down here. So there's really no reason to make a little extra trip.
Exactly. So let's see what happens.
Well, I think it'll only get better, right?
Well, let's hope so. Yep, let's hope we get some weather and drive them in here.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year, and hopefully it goes better next year.
Thanks, Bill. Same to you, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. There goes Bill. Let's talk to Dale in Street, Maryland. How are you, Dale?
Good. How you doing this morning?
Good. What's the weather doing up there? Anything yet?
Nah, it's not doing anything.
Yep. Good.
I agree with him. I haven't seen that many geese. I mean, I've seen a bunch flying last night, but you can't get a lot of them. They're like, I guess there must be locals or something.
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know anybody that's hunting the local geese, but I guess let's wait and see again. I mean, it has been rather warm up until the last week or so, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's got a lot to do with it. But
yeah.
You'd think they'd start to come down with that cold weather earlier in the week.
Yeah, you would think. Yeah. I think we're getting some ducks. I do. But we'll see. Yeah, we saw high flyers last week, and then I talked to the guys at Hammer Hollow the other day, and they said they killed some canvasbacks, and talked to my buddy where we're going Monday down on a little chop tank, and he said he's killed some canvasbacks. So, but
yeah,
and plenty of bluebills.
On Susquehanna.
Yeah, the flats have lots of birds. That's what I'm hearing. So
yeah.
All right, man.
All right, thanks,
Dale. Bye, bye. It is muzzleloader season, too, by the way. Let's talk to, where's Bernie? Bernie in Reisterstown. Morning, Bernie. How are you?
Hey, good morning. A little too early to organize my thoughts other than say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and like to enter your shot test drawing.
You're in it. Thank you.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's talk to Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. How are you? Kevin? Kevin, got to call back. You got to go on the air. We were coming right to you. Let's see. Daniel in Joppa. Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Fine. How you doing, Sorry?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
I just want to enter the contest.
You're in.
Okay, thank you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 410-922-6680. Let's keep it going. We don't have to talk about anything today. Let's just go contest. I'm happy with that. Woo! 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Momentum has just dropped right off the table. So, that's all right. Plenty of lines open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines open right now. Let's get in here. Keep Brian busy. He's not feeling good, so let's give him a little action here to sweat him up and get him to feeling better. You know what? I don't feel like getting into anything big and serious today. How about you folks? Let's talk about good stuff. Let's talk about how your season was and, you know, how the kids are doing and what you think of the, you know, you can talk about waterfowl deer. How was your deer season? I mean, have you gone out with a muzzleloader? Are you going out the last 2 days of firearm season coming up the end of this week, the 4th and 5th? You know, what are you seeing out there? Are you seeing the deer starting to bunch up like they always do this time of year? Or, you know, talk to me. Are you not seeing any deer? I don't care. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about groundhogs and chipmunks? I don't care. You want to talk about birds? That's fine. Let's do it. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Let's make it fun today. Enough serious stuff. We'll get into that. We got stuff coming up in the General Assembly, I'm sure, that's going to be sickening. And there's some stuff coming up that's going to be good for us, too. So let's see. Rob in Crumpton, Maryland. How are you, Rob?
Good morning, Alan. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. What's going on? Are we blasting into Crumpton over there?
We're doing pretty good. We've been hunting them down the shore. I heard you talking earlier about the birds up north. It's made quite a difference. We were up Seneca Falls not long ago.
Yeah.
The amount of geese that they're getting more and more every year up there with these new hybrid corns and short season corns and cover crops and beans, They're short-stopping us, all right.
Oh, yeah, they're short-stopping us. Of course, we're planting, what are we planting here now? Radishes, or what is it? What are we planting?
Yep, white radish, winter radish.
Yeah, winter radish, and they don't like them.
No.
They don't like, they won't eat them.
They won't touch them. Deer seem to like them a little bit. Just ran past a bunch of deer coming out of a radish field, but I didn't see any geese there the other day.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about something that I was talking to a couple guys in the Legislative Sportsman's Foundation about, and this situation with these geese is, you know, last year how bad it was with not having any birds until that frost line and that snow hit, like, upstate New York and Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I wonder if it would be possible, and I know a lot of guys might not like it, but if to bring this season in after the Thanksgiving, or have a special hunt just for the Thanksgiving, and then see if we can get it to carry up into February where we could, you know, harvest some of these birds, because my concern is we've already got one generation of birds that really aren't familiar with Maryland here.
Right.
After the hatch this year, it's going to make two.
Yep.
And, you know, remember, I don't know if you remember, but I remember down there to Currituck and Madame Mesquite, after the third generation didn't go down there.
Yeah.
Those boys lost all their geese. I just hate to see it happen to us.
Yep. Being as well known as we are for geese here in Maryland, you're absolutely right. It sounds like a plan. I don't know if the legislation, Maryland Legislative Foundation, is a place to start. It could be, right. But you know, being regulated by the feds, you're going to have to talk to them before anybody, I'm guessing.
Yeah, because I know they give us, you know, with a guideline with the snow geese and that conservation harvest and all that.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could carry it, you know, even like a week or even 2 weeks into February.
Yeah.
I think it would give the guys here in Maryland a chance to, you know. I don't know if you remember last year, but you know, a lot of my properties were covered up in February.
With
Canadians that weren't here earlier.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I just hate to see us lose them. Because, you know, it's kind of the handwriting's on the wall because I see they've come out with a new 75-day corn that they're going to be planting in upstate New York, which means they're harvesting in October, November when those birds are hitting fresh cornfields. They get down here. We're harvesting in September, and it's volunteered, and it's 2 feet tall when it get here. So.
Yeah, I understand that. Well, the other thing is, you know, they're not necessarily corn feeders. I mean, that's later in the season. They're more right. grazers than anything. So, you know, that radish crop and some of the other stuff that we plant here, I mean, the snow geese have eaten up the winter wheat for a lot of guys. So they've gone to other crops. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and that could be part of the problem as well. I don't know. Maybe we, you know, you're going to have to talk to ag better. You know, and they're the guys that they don't care if there's geese here or not. They would rather not see them, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's cost effective for the farmer because, you know, doing a cover crop with wheat for the seed versus the radish, I mean, you know, you're comparing with apples and oranges. I mean,
oh, sure.
Wheat at $7 a bushel and radishes at, you know, less than half of that.
That's true.
Still get the same kickback from the government, so
yep.
You can't blame the farmer.
No, you can't blame the farmer a bit. They're just trying to make a living, stay
yeah,
solvent.
Just,
so
just like all of us, but you know, we once again we're going to kind of take it on the chin for that deal.
Yeah, I understand. All right, Rob, appreciate it. Happy New
all
Year
right,
to you.
You have a great day, man.
You
all
too,
right,
buddy.
Keep your powder dry, brother.
That's the game plan today. Going out in that rain, we'll see what happens. There we go. Okay, Bernie on I-95. Good morning, Bernie. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing. Don't say it's going to rain, man. I'm all pumped up to do some deer hunting in the snow.
Well, it's going to snow. It's just going to rain later. That's all.
Okay, because I'm going to have that bucket out of there and hanging them up already.
Well, good. Where are you going?
We're going up to Kirksville off 130.
Oh, you'll be fine. It's not going to do anything up there. Everything's west.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you'll be good. You'll be good. Well, good luck to you. Are you got a good one located up there?
Oh, yeah, we have got a little 400-acre farm up there, me and my buddy, and we see deer, and but we didn't see too many yesterday. He's seen a couple.
Yeah.
But not normally like we usually do. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if the weather's changing, but I think today we'll see him in the snow.
Let's see what happens.
After that wind.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Hey, but you guys are talking about that goose hunting?
Yeah.
We go up to them Longley's farms up there, me and my buddy, and, you know, they leave a little corn down.
Yeah.
And them geese come in there. We have a good time up on them Longwood farms hunting our geese.
Yeah, up in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, right across the line here. We go up in Lancaster, right before Lancaster, right off of 222.
Yeah.
And I tell you, we enjoyed it. But, you know, this is a good show. I just found out about your show.
Really? I've only been here 24 years.
Well, I usually get up in the morning, and I'm all talking to my buddies here, and We found it on the radio, and we need more of this. This is good.
No, we don't need more of this. We need this to be the only show.
Okay.
We just need more listeners.
More listeners. I'll go with that, whatever you say.
All right, Bernie. Have a good day.
You take care. It was good talking to you.
Happy New Year. Thanks for calling.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. There goes Bernie. Was this Dan in Baltimore that called earlier that called back? No, different Dan. All right, let's talk to Dan in Baltimore. Good morning, Dan. How you doing? Then we got Shane in Crumpton. Then we got to take a break. Good morning, Dan.
Hi there. I just wanted to get into your muzzleloader contest.
You are in.
A happy New Year.
Same.
What a wonderful show you have.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. Same to you, buddy.
Okay. Thank
All right.
You.
Take care. Bye bye. Shane in Crumpton. Good morning, Shane. How you doing?
Hey. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. What's going on?
Well, I had to do a little goose hunting this morning. Hopefully. Something will come down to land. Like that guy said before, they're flying high. We can't get them down.
Yeah.
They're just flying over and waving.
Are they waving at you?
Yeah, man. I think they're waving.
Are they?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
They're extending that longest feather on the wing to you is what they're doing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much
that
it.
Sounds about right. I don't think we can compete. It's funny they come out of that off the river and fly over to a field, but, you know, they fly to that big flock. We just don't have enough decoys to bring them in, I guess.
Well, you know, you got to get those, you got to get those little groups. I mean, they get in a big old flock. You don't want to shoot into them anyway. If you have shot into them, that's why they're not coming to you. You've already educated them. But
yeah, right.
You got to get those little bunches, four, five, sixes, pairs, doubles, you know, that type of thing. And that makes for great shooting. It's not quite as exciting as seeing a whole big bunch of them, but, you know.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. Now, have you done much snow goosing?
I haven't gone in years. I keep threatening to go, and I haven't gone probably in, 10, 11 years, something like that. I mean, I wouldn't mind going, but it's hard to find somebody that has a spot because everybody wants to call you the night before and say, can you go tomorrow and bring 10 guys?
Right.
And that's not the way I work. I mean, I can fit in as a single or something like that, but it just doesn't work for me to get in that kind of schedule, you know?
Yeah, so. Yeah, and they say it's really hit or miss with them. They heard you're going to be in that field or not, so like,
right.
They'll call you the night before and
that's right.
Let's go.
Yeah, I know. I've been there. So, yep.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Thank you, Shane. Take care.
All right, see you.
Yep, bye-bye. Hey there, Skip on the road. Buddy, I'm sorry I'm going to have to let you wait just a little bit. It's time for me to tell you about the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle right now. Just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s, plus rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary sportsmen, powerful Rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, Severna Park before December 31st. That's Monday. Save today and Monday if you want to get those best deals of the season for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates are based on credit worthiness, see Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. Hey, it's the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. Coming up at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, not that far away, January 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can win an African safari. And you can see special guest Razor Dobbs on Saturday and Sunday. Now, look, there's over 100 hunting, fishing, and boating and outdoor specialists to help you plan your next adventure. Plenty of local Chesapeake Bay experts, as well as African safari guides, big game specialists, and premier gun experts. Bring a truck to fit all the fish and tackle available for purchase and a huge selection of outdoor gear. Guest speakers will cover topics like targeting rockfish in the Chesapeake, preparing for your first African hunt, and tackling the bay with light tackle. Go to www.outdoorsportsmanexpo.com. You can find out all the information and get your tickets online. The Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo at the Showplace Arena, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, January 11th, 12th, 13th. I'll be there. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard, in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. Hey, don't forget, the bone collector himself, Michael Waddell, will be there from Realtree at the NRA show coming up end of January.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rat, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer.
Yeah, we had it yesterday. Saw that buck right there as we rolled into the property. He was cruising. He was chasing does, and well, we didn't see a doe. He was looking for one. Let's put it that way. He was cruising, and we watched him for a while. And he crossed the road. Well, you know how it goes. Laura wanted to run after him. That's okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's talk to Skip on the road. Good morning, Skip. How are you?
Good morning, Al.
Hey, wow. I like to hear that. Great. What's going on?
You said you want to hear some good news.
Yeah, well keep it up. Keep it coming.
One more wake up, man. I'm retired.
Oh. When's the last day?
If anyone has pity on me, I'll stay retired.
When's the last day?
Tomorrow.
Really?
Get up tomorrow morning. Go on duty.
That's it.
1800. I'll be a retired guy.
Well, I bet you just can't wait.
Some ways. you know what I mean. It's nice to get away from the job, but
yeah.
I work with a lot of good guys. So,
oh, sure.
You know, the old double-edged sword, but
yeah.
Yeah. So this might be the last weekend I get to stand in the rain and the snow and. Yeah, deal with drunks and everything else.
Hey, well, you know what? You could always just volunteer. No, never
Sorry?
Mind. I said you could volunteer, but never mind. Don't worry about it. I think you're better off retired. So.
Hey, you know what? If you want, you can have me come up, and I can help you do your show.
Sure.
You know,
absolutely.
You need somebody to spice it up for you.
Now, what are you saying? No, wait a minute. What are you saying?
I'm just saying you're a great guy.
No, that's not what you were saying. What are you really saying?
I need to get out of the house more.
Ah, no, okay. I want to get back to that spice it up comment. I'm starting to feel a little put upon here.
Ah, come on now.
Nah, that's all right.
All right.
All right, buddy. Yeah, talk to you later, Skip.
All right, you have a good one, and take care.
Happy retirement. Don't fall off the fiscal cliff.
I will try that.
All right,
you take
thanks.
Care.
See
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You are running the show today, folks. I don't have any bad news. I don't have any. I don't have any awful stuff. I don't have anything going on other than the fact that the news is depressing enough this end of this year. We've got folks that are wanting to take our guns and regulate our guns even more. I guess 20,000 gun laws in this country aren't quite enough. They want to get more restrictive, and you know they're coming for them. I mean, pretty much it. If you read anything, you know, and are informed at all, you got to be aware of it. And you know, nobody wants our guns except politicians. Wonder why that is. Wonder why. You know, I mean, I don't think that. You know, I think you ask, you know, 20 business people. I'll give it a try. Ask 20 business people this week. 10. Just walk into your local grocery store and say, I have a question for you. Now, I'm a gun owner. Do you mind? No. Okay. Do you want to take my guns? No. And you might come into a conversation about guns and about things that have happened. But, you know, for the most part, people were pretty much supportive of good guys with guns as opposed to bad guys with guns. So, again, join a pro-gun organization, Gun Owners of America, National Rifle Association. Now they're the biggest one. Join Maryland's Shall Issue, and stay informed. Let's talk to Alan in Baltimore. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. I'm calling just to see how you're doing, and here you're doing well so far, and to wish you a good new year and get in line with this muzzle loader. Got two grandchildren that I'd like to teach them about them.
Okay, good. Well, let's see what happens. I mean, you know, muzzleloaders are a different animal. I've been shooting them for a long, long time, and they've made tremendous advancements in the last 30 years. I mean, we were hunting with flintlocks just 30 years ago, and then we went to percussion caps, and then we went from, you know, the old percussion cap to the inlines, and we made even more advancements in the inlines. Now we got removable breech plugs and shotgun primers and, you know, 777 pellets and all kinds of different bullets with plastic sleeves and sabots and no plastic sleeves. And I mean, it's a long way from black powder to patched round ball, buddy. That's for sure. So,
well, believe it or not, when I was a kid, I mean, like 8 years old, I got a Daniel Boone set, and they had that and the pistol. So,
oh, cool.
Little, but boy, did my brother and I go at it.
I bet you did. I bet you did. And I bet, Alan, growing up like that as a kid, like you and I, you know, we did our gunfights and cowboys and Indians, and you always shot the cowboys, and the cowboys never died because they were the good guys. But I will bet. You and I have more respect for firearms than these kids who have never touched one and have never played cowboys and Indians or cops and robbers.
I wish we could spread that around the country.
Yep.
I really do.
Yep.
Keep your guns secure. That's the way it should be.
That's right. Exactly. And after you were a kid, you never pointed a real gun at anybody.
Well, I actually carry a gun for a living.
Ah.
So, yeah.
Yep.
Hope it spreads around the country.
So I'm guessing you agree with Wayne LaPierre that the only thing that's going to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun.
Or a priest in front of us.
Yeah, I don't think that in some of these people's cases, I don't think the priest is going to be much of a deterrent. I think you can be covered by the protection of the Lord. I do think that. But I don't know that a priest will stand in the way.
Well, I walk with him every day. He protects me, and I hope he protects everyone else.
There you go.
These things don't happen. I understand things happen, but
yep.
We'll get a handle on it one day.
Let's hope so. All right, Al. Thanks for the call.
Best of luck in the new year.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. Bernie in White Marsh. Good morning, Bernie.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, you said about the politicians wanting to take the guns.
They're about the only ones, aren't they? Do you know anybody else that wants to take your guns?
No.
Okay.
This is the part I want to tell you.
All right.
I'm for taking all the guns, but I want to take the police guns and the guard on the governor's guns off the bodyguards, everybody's guns.
Uh-huh.
Because the only reason the politicians want to get rid of the guns is because if they keep on going, the people are going to wind up going after them.
Well, I won't advocate that, but I will tell you that they're the ones that are after them, and I think you're probably right about that. I'm not going to agree with you about taking everybody's gun. Just not going to agree with you on that.
No,
I think you were saying that to make a point.
Make a point.
Right? Yeah. So, all right, buddy. Thank you.
But if they took away these bodyguards, and another thing is, you hear them taking pensions, cutting the pensions and everything.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard of a president or anybody in the government getting a cut in pay or taking anything from them.
Right. I got you.
It's the same way it was on jobs. They lay off a lot of people, but the people who work and make the money, but you never see them lay off the bosses.
Yep. All right, buddy. Got to go. Thanks, Bernie. Appreciate the call. Thank you for the uplift. Let's talk to James in St. Michael's. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm well. Yourself? I'm probably going to harvest some deer this morning. But
you're gonna, wait a minute. Wait, whoa, whoa. You're going to harvest some?
Yeah, deer.
You're going to harvest some deer. You're sure you're going to harvest some?
No, I'm not. I'm hoping to.
Oh, you're hoping to. Okay. All right. Now, you're
shoot straight.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, we're going out this afternoon. We're not going to harvest any. We're going to kill a couple if we get a chance.
Well, that's what I'm hoping to do, too, but I just thought I'd be a little bit comical.
A
politically correct thing.
I see.
One of the things that's not being spoken about as far as gun control and these new laws is, what was the first thing that Adolf Hitler did when he came into power?
Oh, yeah.
Took everybody's guns away.
Yeah, gun owners know that. All gun owners know that. Yeah.
Stalin did the same thing.
Yep.
And there was
biggest mass murders in history were also the biggest chickens.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, remember one thing that the Japanese general said during World War II, that he would never invade the United States because there's a gun behind every blade of grass.
That's right. Yep.
And so this hysteria about gun control is basically the surrender of the United States.
That's correct. To whom? Who are we surrendering to?
Oh, the Chinese. Didn't you see the Chinese coming out that the government should disarm the American public?
Oh, sure. Yeah, exactly.
So that, to me, is what's going on here. The liberals have just thoroughly decided to give the country up so they can stay in power, and there'll be no Lexington and Concord in the future because
Do you understand what happens in a situation like that, where the politicians that get on this, let's play this out. Let's say that the Chinese convince enough of our politicians to take our guns, okay? Then the Chinese take over. Just speculating, okay? The Chinese take over. Guess who the first people to die are? The politicians that allowed them to take over.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they don't want any competition.
Absolutely.
Dumb. Dumb. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Mayor. Happy New Year to you.
And to you, sir.
All right, James. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, we got to take a short break. I got to tell you about the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo coming up at the Showplace Arena, Upper Marlboro. That's Upper Marlboro, Maryland. It's right there at 4 and 301. It's a really nice place if you've ever been there. They have a lot of shows down there. January 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can win an African safari. You can meet special guest Razor Dobbs on Saturday and Sunday. And you can get your tickets at OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com. You're going to need a pickup truck to take care of all the fishing tackle they have. They have over 100 hunting, fishing, boating, outdoor specialist exhibitors to help you plan your next adventure. Plenty of local Chesapeake Bay experts, as well as African safari guides, big game specialists, premier gun experts. Bring a big truck. I mean a big truck to fit all the fishing tackle available for purchase and that huge selection of outdoor gear. Guest speakers will cover topics like targeting rockfish in the Chesapeake, preparing for your first African hunt, tackling the bay with light tackle. Again, OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com. for all the details. January 11, 12, and 13 at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro. It's the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop is your complete hunting and gun headquarters. They've got every kind of guns imaginable, but they specialize in Browning. They have the BPS Hunter, the best pump shotgun available. Available in 12, 16, 20, 28, and 410 gauge pump. It's a satin finish walnut stock, has bottom ejection, and three Invector Plus choke tubes with the 12 and 20 gauge, three standard Invector choke tubes with the 16, 28, and 410. We're talking shotguns. Let's talk about the Maxxis, the autoloader shotgun. Waterfowl hunting perfection, 3 and 3.5 inch chambers available. The new power drive gas system reduces recoil. It's available in mossy oak duck blind camo. That's the Maxxis shotgun from Browning. Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. You can find him at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Website www.clydesports.com.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest a doe, all you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Unique analysis on local, national, and international developments on the Tom Marr Show, weekdays 9 to noon on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Ducks are coming. All right, let's talk to Charles in Baltimore. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Fine, Alan. I think we gun owners need to get rid of Wayne LaPierre.
Why?
And replace him, because he had a good opportunity, a prime opportunity, to make a reasonable compromise there after this last high-profile tragedy at Sandy Hook. And the reasonable compromise would be let the government have the street sweepers, which is what the thugs call the assault weapons.
Now, actually, they don't call thugs, don't call street assault weapons street sweepers. There is a high-powered capacity shotgun that's called a street sweeper.
Oh.
The assault rifle is simply a semi-automatic rifle, much like a Ruger Ranch rifle. It just shoots a .223 round with every trigger pull, and I don't believe in compromise on that issue. Sorry.
Hello?
Yes, I'm
well,
so, I
no, no,
said.
But assault weapons is the only thing that they're really after.
No, it is not.
No, no, well, now that's where I disagree.
Well, Charles,
Now listen. The posse comitatus types think the government is going to turn on us and want
Charles,
their weapons.
Charles.
Yes.
You've already made your point that the NRA should compromise, and I disagree with that premise totally.
Well, we want to keep our personal defense weapons. That's what we need to hang on to.
Well, I got to tell you something. There are hundreds of thousands of people who have chosen the semi-automatic AR-style rifles as their personal protection weapons. It's no different than carrying a 9mm or a 40mm or a 45 semi-automatic handgun.
Yeah.
It just shoots a smaller bullet, and it comes in a longer platform.
Well, they've got some of these guys who have fully automatic fully automaticized, and the guy.
How many of those fully automatic guys do you know, Charles? Any? Have you ever met one?
I got one across the street from me. They took three out of his house during his last six felony bust.
Well, then he's a felon. You see, he's a criminal. He shouldn't even have a gun, but he has one, and it's the criminals that have guns. Do you own a gun, Charles?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Are you? Do you own a gun to protect yourself from people like the guy across the street?
From personal home invasion is the only reason I got it.
That's the only reason you got it. Other than that?
There's no other reason. So,
So you're saying that just because you own one particular type of firearm,
yeah,
that everybody else that has any other kind of preference is wrong and we should compromise to your point of view. Is that correct?
No, my problem is with the government dissenters who feel that the government is going to turn on us and that we will need to defend ourselves from the government with government type weapons.
Yeah, that never happened. That never happened in our history before, did it?
And that's
never happened in the history of the world anywhere in the last century, did it?
Is that a suppositious?
I'm asking you a simple question.
I'm trying to answer.
Well, the question.
I don't understand your question.
Oh, I see. The government never turned on us in our history before.
Not since the American Revolution.
That's in our history, isn't it?
We have a constitution,
that is in our history, is it not? I'm asking you another question. Did the government ever turn on the people anywhere in this world any time in the last century?
It's happening in Syria.
Ah, how about Nazi Germany? How about the Soviet Union?
All right, yeah.
All right, yeah, okay. Hey, Charles, thanks for your argument. It doesn't make sense, but you have a great Happy New Year. Got to go. There we go. Whew. Tony, Pikesville, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I just wanted to really wish you a happy new year.
I got it.
All the best for the coming year.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, it's early in the morning.
Yeah, it is.
And no compromises.
Thank you.
I don't know. My brother, for instance, has never expressed much interest in owning an AR. He owns plenty of other guns, but after this, now he's going to buy one.
Yeah. So, yeah. You know. Yep. I understand it. I do. I totally understand it. So. I don't happen to own one, but I'm okay. I'm
right,
okay.
I don't either. But
I don't.
Lots of other things. I'm more of a shotgun guy.
But it's all a matter of personal preference, and I don't want to be somebody who gives into a fad or into a panic either.
Right.
I can certainly defend myself, and if I die trying, I die trying. That's. Okay, I'm ready to go. No sweat. But it's going to take a fight, I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah.
And it may not be with an AR rifle. So anyway, well, all right, buddy. Thank you. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, Alan.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Let's see. We got to take a break. Then we got Charles and Mark and whoever else is on the line. Let's see. What can I tell you? Oh, I know what I can tell you about. The best new ATVs and side-by-sides, those are also ATVs, of 2013 have arrived there at Pete's Cycle. Right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s, plus rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on legendary sportsmen, powerful Rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, Severna Park, before December 31st. For low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris Holiday Sales event, the offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on creditworthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. Hey, let me tell you about my buddy, Sean Mann. Sean Mann created the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call back in the mid-'80s. He was world goose calling champion in 1985, became champion of champions, went on to much success in the waterfowl world. He's on TV and all that, but he's still a homebody. He lives right here in the Eastern Shore of Maryland. And he created this call called the Eastern Shoreman. It became the standard bearer. It's in almost everybody's bag that I know of that hunts geese here in Maryland. And not only does he have the Eastern Shoreman long call, but there's also the shorty, which is the short read version of that. Well, you can see all the Sean Mann calls at SeanMann.com. That's the website. Or you can call the office and talk to anybody down there. There's a lot of good folks in the office. 1-800-345-4539, 800-345-4539. If you get a chance to talk to Sean, maybe you can book a hunt with him this year or maybe go to Canada with him next year. We'll see. But anyway, log on to www.seanmann.com to learn all about the Eastern Shoreman and all the great waterfowl calls and services from Sean Mann Outdoors. If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information. Hey, the bone collector Michael Waddell will be at the NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. Courtesy of Realtree. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Talk to Charles in Baltimore, and then we got Rick in White Marsh and Mark in Towson. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, and I want to wish you a very happy and healthy new year, you and your family.
Well, thank you very much. Greatly appreciated.
I wanted to say that to your listeners that if you want the greatest whaling experience in your lifetime, go to Maui. Hundreds of whales come through the straits there. And it is an exciting experience.
How do they taste?
Pardon?
How do they taste?
How do they what?
Taste.
Oh, taste.
Yeah.
I ate whale meat in Alaska, but I never ate any in Maui because it's against the law to kill them. Only an Indian.
Well, what fun is that? What do you get to do? Just go out and watch them cavort in the water? That's it?
Yes.
Oh,
they jump.
Oh, wow.
They break.
Wind?
It is one of the most thrilling experiences you'll ever see, and there are hundreds of them.
That's cool. That's very cool.
And I want to tell you, listeners, don't wait to get old to travel. And do it while you have your health and a little bit of money to travel the world. It is, don't wait to get old like I have.
I traveled
the entire world when I was young. And
yes,
I
you
never
did.
Regret it.
Good, Charles, man. I'll tell you, nice hearing from you. I wish you a happy new year.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. We got Rick in White Marsh. Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
What's up?
Well, it's been a long time since I went hunting.
And, yep.
Is there any requirement that you have to speak English to get a license?
No, because they now offer the hunter safety course in Spanish.
Well, what happened? Do you remember a few years ago when this fellow that couldn't speak English shot some hunters because they were arguing over stand?
Yeah, he was a Hmong, I believe, from, was that Vietnam or Cambodia or somewhere? And, he had trespassed sitting in one of their tree stands. And he wound up shooting, I think, six guys, and pretty sure four of them died, all members of the same family. Yeah,
wow.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So nothing's being done along those lines.
Well, I didn't say that. Man, I'm coming up to the end of the hour. I'd love to have a discussion with you if you want to talk about it. But didn't you call about gun control?
Okay, y'all have a cool you on the frantic first. Good day.
A what? What did he say? A cool you on a what? Frantic first? Okay, Rick. Have a happy new year. Mark and Towson. Going to have to wait till the next hour if you don't mind waiting. We appreciate that. We've got to answer some emails. We'll be drawing for the muzzleloader at the end of the next hour. And you guys are running the show today. You're determining the topic. I'm just sitting here debating.